A champagne supernova in the sky. Yeah.
Wow.
Five. Why don't we go make out with my sister?
You don't have a sister.
I know.
Otherwise, I would have asked. Is she cute?
You like Joe Dirt? I'm not tit. That shit don't work on me.
Nice.
Of course, I don't have a sister either, so here I am. So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening
to... Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Spank Wagon Radio. Yes, you're listening to the gods of the B-Movie Internet Radio Show.
That's right. None can scream louder.
Or tap out your speakers quicker.
Yeah.
Whew. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I am your other host, Claude Balls.
And tonight we're hoping to have a good show. I know that we definitely have a skeleton crew in the chat room, so let's go ahead and pimp those out real quick.
It is the renaissance of Spank right now, too. So.
Renaissance of Spank?
Yeah, changing stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, making lots of changes.
Big changes coming, you know. It's Manifest Spank.
Manifest Spank.
Spankstacy.
Say that again.
I don't think that sounded right.
Spankstacy. Spankstacy.
Manifest Spankstacy.
Hmm.
What am I saying? That's absolute ludicrous.
Thank you, Don King. Yes, it's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and really fucking late everywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I know.
Just wanted to say hello, and we're here.
Yeah, we are. I'm trying to avoid going off on tangents like I just did.
Yeah.
I was going to do Don King does Don Knotts for a second there.
No more of that.
Hello, my pale-faced absoluticus friend. I am looking at you through your domicile portal.
Is this Don King?
Oh, my God. Holy smokes. Feats don't fail me now. Oh, God. You done recognize me.
Click. You know, one of these days that joke's going to get amazingly old.
Really?
No.
Why is it Smack can get away with shit and I can't?
You think you get... What, do you see her Smack or see Smack now?
Good point.
Thank you.
Reminds me, you know, I thought of Smack when I heard this on the radio, dude. What? Some guy's like talking, you know, Victor Borg is getting senile. It was like one of those old audio clips and stuff.
Victor Borg.
He's fucking dead. Died like 5 years ago.
Yeah, really?
Not more. You know, take my wife. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Hey, all right, where were we? Oh, yeah, Thursday night, 10 p.m., you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We have many topics.
We got many a topic, and I'm kind of concerned because we don't see people in the chat room. If you're listening in, you want to join us in our chat. If you don't know where it's at...
Hey, somebody join!
No, someone just said something.
Shit.
If you want to chat with us, you know, live...
No, you are... Please don't get me started on that again. But we're here, and you're there.
Yeah?
And we're not there because we're here. Unless it's in the archive, then we're somewhere else, and you're hearing us when we're here, but you're there.
What the fuck are you going on about? Is this a legitimate conversation between you and Mr. Man?
You know how I get on my stuck tangents.
I know how you get on your...
I'm trying to avoid that, you know.
Okay.
It's like just joining AA, man, and there's an open bar. shit.
Hey, all right. If you want to join us in our chat, it's irc.slashnet.org.
It's on Slashnet. The room is pound spankwagon. Naughty sounding. But not really.
So we want you to join us if you're if you're out there listening. I know that a lot of people have promised, and one person was completely wishy-washy about listening in. But if you're out there, we'd like to see you, and we'd like to hear from you. Because we got a lot of stuff we want to cover tonight's show. A lot of news, a lot of articles, a lot of stupid shit.
Indeed.
And something that's going to benefit everybody else down the road.
That's right.
Because...
Kidneys.
Where is he? Kidneys. Never mind.
Heard about the German guy, man.
Which one?
Who was so in love with his girlfriend who was trying to sell a kidney through a local paper.
What?
Yep. Was going to sell it for 65,000 euros.
That's actually like, you know, 100 million U.S. dollars now, but...
Actually, no, it's actually something like, I don't know, like 68,000
euros. It takes like $120 U.S. dollars to make 100 euro.
Something like that.
The euro is so freaking strong, it's pathetic.
It'll falter. It's in the Bible. Well, at least that's what I keep seeing on TBN.
That's TBN, though. Doesn't that the one with the lady with the purple hair and the pink hair? That's like
God,
like,
damn.
Bigger than Gary Spivey's hair ever could be.
Yeah, my father used to call her Weeping Wilhelmina.
Weeping
and she has purple hair, dude. She's like evangelical geriatric anime, dude. I'm very confused because I'm like...
Evangelical geriatric anime.
I'm very confused.
Is her eyes big or are they Tammy Faye?
They're Tammy Faye.
Oh, my God.
But she has this purple silver kind of hair, and I'm like, purple hair. And I start going down, and I see face, and I'm like, ah! Then I hear the
dude,
Jesus stuff.
Did you notice that the purple hair was also as white as a trailer?
God, there's a lot of it, yeah.
There's a lot of it. And what is it now? Wait a minute. Let's.
I hope she doesn't get caught in a windstorm.
Well,
dude.
Let's tangent a bit. Her versus Gary Spivey. Both of them have big-ass wigs of hair.
Yeah, but
both
have
a distinctive
sure
color.
Gary Spivey in the head,
so,
and he survived.
Okay, but here's the
she
question.
She has big
here's
hair.
The question. Here's the question, though.
I don't think it's real.
What if they start ramming their heads together? Like, you know, well, rams. Where they go head-to-head. Literally, head-to-head.
I think she would fall.
Really?
Because I think her hair is very bouncy and full.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would just go, you know, I'm rubber, you're glue. Bounces off of me. But Gary Spivey's not glue. He's
right?
Fucking concrete. Okay?
Well, okay, let's think of it this way then. If his hair's that hard, does his hair then go out to the sides? Is it an impact sort of a thing?
I think so.
Where,
you
like,
ever play
he has
Kid Chameleon?
Blowouts?
You ever play Kid Chameleon?
No.
For Sega?
No.
Okay, for any geeks at home that ever played Kid Chameleon, the fucking character that with the rhino helmet that can, like, run through fucking walls and shit,
right?
That's Gary Spivey. I'm pretty sure Gary Spivey could easily get a job worth of fucking DEA. They wouldn't need a battering ram anymore. He would just fucking run headfirst into the goddamn door. This is a drug raid. I'm feeling a lot of guilt in this room right now. Yeah, I think I'm smelling a little Bolivia Flake. Gary
oh
Spivey.
My God!
There's somebody I hate, man. And you know what? Until I started hitting his message boards constantly, there was somebody who didn't have a lockdown message board.
Yeah, until you started going in there, then everything got.
I have a question.
Down.
What's up with your hair, man? Listen to Spank Wagon, dude. And I started, like, I stopped just posting. I started trolling other people.
See, that's what you're supposed to do. Trolling is fine. Trolling is fine.
God.
More trolls in the world.
Feed me. I am a troll.
Damn straight. Would you be the troll that you have to pass over the bridge, or are you the troll from the Monty Python Search for Holy Grail?
I'm pretty
what
sure
What is
I'm
your name?
I'm the...
What is your website?
What?
What is the average download bandwidth rate of Spankwagon Radio?
Yeah.
I don't know. Twang!
Yeah, see, I'm more like the Monty Python troll.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know I'll fuck up one day and myself will go over the edge.
There you go.
That's right. Honesty in radio.
Earliest internet radio.
Internet
from the
radio.
B-movie Internet Radio Superstars.
You know what, dude? One day we'll take over the airwaves.
Oh, maybe yeah?
I'm going to, like, win the lottery and buy Clear Channel. That's my five-year plan.
And then disband it. Disband the shit and say, okay.
God, I fucking hate
everybody back to normal. All right.
60s. Cool, 93 FM. We play the best of the 60s. And I hear fucking the most 60s fucking acid flashback I hear is Jumpin' Jack. They don't play Jumpin' Jack Flash, okay? They play I Can't Get No Satisfaction. I'm like, where the fuck is White Rabbit, man? Come on.
Well, really. You know, go ask Alice.
Yeah. It's in your head, man.
But, you know, the one thing, though, Clear Channel has always been known for, and we've talked about this in extensively a lot of other shows,
yeah.
Is the fact
that's
that they don't play
rant,
they don't play anything worthwhile.
Dude, have you fucking listened to 96.3 KKLZ?
No.
Classic rock station, and now, here's another rock song you won't hear again, you know, or something.
Or, you know, I know how it goes. It's, here's another rock song you won't hear anywhere else.
Yeah. And you know what they fucking played?
What?
Another Brick in the Wall Part 2. We don't need no... Oh, Pink Floyd. Yeah, there's not a 70s standard.
Yeah, really.
I mean, 70s music too, man. I'm like...
Well, even the 80s music. There's only one show on...
Fuck, man. If I have to hear Don't You Want Me, Baby one more fucking time, dude. And I gotta wait till it's like 2:30 in the morning and nobody's listening to hear a fucking decent new wave.
Hold on, you wanna know where you actually listen to decent new wave at?
Hmm.
The best new wave to actually hear is on Sunday nights. Here locally now, if you're in Las Vegas, it's actually 102.7.
Yeah.
It's billed itself as the 80s station, of course.
Yeah, cause it's not, don't confuse it with that 94.1 shite.
Right, but what it is, it's a genuine 80s station. And
you were sitting as a waitress.
Sunday nights, though. Yeah, Sunday nights, though. They have what's called Dusty's, you know, Dusty's 80s, and it's all goth, new wave,
fucking A, dude.
Weird
I would
shit.
I shit you not, dude. I would go straight from Africa Bambaataa to Bauhaus. Planet rock to the planet rock.
Bela Lugosi's dead.
That almost works. You should mix that shit. Hey, everybody, let's say hello to Tanis. Thank you. Hi.
He's woo!
All right. Moving on, actually, a few things I do want to cover. Show and Spank Wagon related.
What day we're going to get sued for busting too many speakers?
No shit.
You broke my speakers! Or worse, you woke up my kids!
What do you do with this shit turned up too loud? We say naughty words like... Thank you. You should have seen the visual for that one.
Yes.
Not the... Never mind.
Actually, yeah, it's kind of nasty. I was doing the Figaro thing. Now I guess it's kind of like I'm lifting donkey balls. Never heard that joke, man?
I've heard of that.
Good. It's a visual joke. I can't tell it right now. It's pointless. It's like doing slapstick on the air. It doesn't fucking work.
What do you do? We don't know, and neither will you. All right. Now, Tanis does not like the fact that 94.1 is his favorite station, and he does not like the fact that you're dissing it.
Mercedes is a cunt.
Yeah. I will agree. Actually, the best morning show is 92.3, because I can't stand to listen to Stern.
Stern died. The only time I listen to Stern, dude? When he goes on vacation and they play the best of.
They play the best of, and that's only the good stuff. Now, the thing I noticed, though, with Stern.
Stern's
Cabby. Have you been listening to these trim spa commercials?
No.
And they're getting annoying. He like one commercial, this is how he would say trim spa. He wouldn't say trim spa does this. He would go trim spa. And I'm going, oh my God. Even the DJs for the local station were saying, well, I guess that's trim spa. Might work for you. Cabby sounds fat, so I don't think it worked entirely for him. I mean, that will go off on the whole thing.
What I don't like about Stern, dude, is he's no longer hands-on. If you listen to his stuff, who the fuck is the guy he's got in there now?
The guy who took over for Jackie? Martley. I don't know.
That guy carries the entire fucking show now. He, like, took Stern's place. I don't know why Martling left. Martling was
a great writer, but he was never given his chance.
Yeah, Martling was always in the fucking background, dude. He never got a chance to, like, pop out. When Martling popped out, dude, he was funny as shit.
Absolutely. Listen to Martling was great.
And you know what, dude, I really kind of miss? I love a lot of the stupid interaction shit, you know? The dumbest fucking goddamn guest on Stern's show, regular guest, man, they call in. Daniel Carver.
Who's that?
Say, hey, it's Daniel Carver of the KKK.
Oh, my God.
He watches movies fast as he can. He's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan.
I've seen that. I saw that on the TV show.
Yeah, the guy is like, he's fucking whacked out, dude, with the fucking white supremacist views and shit right there, dude.
Uh-huh.
Says rapes at Freaknik were okay, dude.
What?
Because, you know, my dog gets raped, you know, every once in a while, but that's all right. That's just animals. Like, whoa, dude, that's pretty...
Shit.
Yeah, I hadn't heard
anything. Actually, you want to know what? There's something on there that I thought just might kind of be in that caliper. On the main page of Spankwagon, I have some links posted. One of the links...
Yes,
one of the links was a...
I heard that.
TV, it was a radio call-in.
Yes.
And they were doing a prank on somebody. And I recommend after the show, when Spankwagon is not on the air, go and download that. It's an SWF, so it's going to be Flash, but... It is hilarious.
I called that in the first time. I'm like, okay, so they're going to make fun. I'm like, he doesn't sound like a stupid guy. He's not like a ass fucking dragging toothless bastard.
Right, he didn't sound unintelligent.
And they're like, you know, are you a NASCAR fan? And that's all I'm going to say. That gives you an idea. They end up pissing the guy off, of course.
Oh, my God, do they.
But to let you know, he's from, was it Greenbow, Mississippi?
It was somewhere in Mississippi. Tupelo.
Some shit like that. He's from Mississippi. He's a huge NASCAR fan. They piss him off on both counts.
Yep.
And it's fucking funny, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? And then they say, like, they go on thing, like, oh, they're getting deeper. Then the last thing they say is, boom. Well, I was like, oh, my God. And they even call him back.
Yeah, multiple times. So it's good. It's very good.
It is.
When we're done with our show.
Yes.
Where were we going with this? Actually, we were going to try to stay on topic today, but
we were talking about the clear channel stations right there and the other stuff right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
fed up with local radio, dude. I really am. I'm tired of hearing classic 70s rock and hearing the fucking Doobie Brothers and shit. Are you ready for me? What the fuck is that shit? You want to hear some 70s shit, man? I don't hear fucking mullet rock, dude.
It's true. Very true.
Dude, the last time I heard fucking Cheap Trick on a classic rock station, dude, was last fucking summer, dude. If you want my love, you got it. Well, I'm sorry. They fulfill that, don't they? Because, let's see, every, other day I have to listen to fucking Sweet Home Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay song, don't get me wrong, I don't need to fucking hear it constantly.
No, you know. One thing I will admit, though, is a lot of the stations, 80s, all the stations, including the new ones, you know, including the ones that play only the contemporary stuff, play a lot of repetitiveness. There was a point, actually I was doing this as just kind of one of those things you notice throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I'd get up in the morning, and I would do my normal thing, and every day at about 10:30, that's when I jump in and start cleaning up for work.
Sure.
So at 10:30, the stereo upstairs gets turned on to one station. Every day at about 10:45, you know, when I get out of the shower or do whatever I'm doing, the same song plays. If not the same song, the same group. So, like, for the past week, at about 10:30, 10:45, I was listening to another Nine Inch Nails song. Every day for about 3 or 4 days within a row. I thought it was very odd. But then I started realizing that they do that a lot. They have such a programmable format. Like a lot of these DJs and whatnot, especially Clear Channel, they don't really have a true program manager there.
Yeah.
What they got is a guy who follows their broadcast pattern. And that's why you get in weird ironies, such as, you know, when songs play at inappropriate times. Leaving on a jet plane was played at the same time that, you know, the Twin Towers were hit by one. And it was because of the fact that they programmed these music blocks and everything out so far in advance. That's why you only hear the same 32 songs. It's because they programmed these blocks so far in advance that they just don't...
See, they
don't get a feeling of what people want.
The thing about it is, man, is I think the problem is they have people programming that are not in touch, man. I'm tired of fucking people playing top 40 pop from the 80s, and they don't even play all the shit, man.
No.
I've heard Marquita 3 fucking times this year.
Martika,
I'm sorry.
Ah, Toy Soldiers.
Yes, that's a kick-ass song, dude. Same with Something's Going On by Frida.
Yeah.
Fucking great song. I don't fucking hear them, dude. I was like fucking rocking in my car, dude, when I heard Metro by Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
And I have yet to fucking hear Wanna Be Starting Something by Michael Jackson.
What's that?
Mama say, mama say, mama say, mama say, mama say, mama say. You'll be always trying, stop that doggone kind. You know, like that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. And fucking Billie Jean, I've heard that fucking once.
Oh, Billie Jean. No, Billie Jean gets played a lot on other stations, and it gets annoying radio play on the 80s station, because to everybody, that was Michael Jackson before the hair burning.
And what the fuck, man? Where is Madonna? I don't hear...
you know what?
World.
No, you know what? It's because of current issues. See, you gotta understand, these radio stations aren't thinking of, hey, that's what she used to do, this is what she's doing now.
Man.
It's different, it's reinvented herself again or whatever. No, they go, oh, you know what? She made that song that criticizes the way Americans are.
It didn't!
And
it didn't!
And then they throw everything out. They say, fuck her.
You know what?
Okay, it's like the same thing, Cat Stevens. Okay?
If you want to sing
hold
it.
On, hold
classic
on.
Classic song.
Cat Stevens from the 70s, okay?
Yeah.
Sometime in the 80s, he actually converted religions. He's Muslim now. Mm-hmm. And he fully converted, totally converted, went the entire way. Yosef Islam is his name now.
He's full throttle Muslim.
What they did to that poor guy here in the States, because he went to Muslim, and at that time, I'm sorry, you know, we were one of those waxes and wanes of intolerance.
Yeah.
They had radio stations. Radio stations.
Don't fucking
grabbing all
of
his albums, selling his albums, or buying all of his albums, and steamrolling them. Steamrolling them. Why? Because he decided to change religion? Because he wanted to go in a different faith? Think about that.
I'm telling you.
And now it's gone the other way. So what does that mean? Now people want to hear that soft stuff. They want to hear
those
songs.
There's only one Cat Stevens song I like, dude.
Which one?
If you want to sing out. Off the Harold and Maude soundtrack.
Okay.
You don't even know what fucking movie that
Not
is.
Not a fucking clue.
It's with Bud Cort, like you don't know.
Who. I have no clue. You got these names from, like, you're making it shit up.
I'm not making shit up, dude.
Making shit up.
Bud fucking Cort, dude. Fucking God, okay?
Okay.
John Doe, New Jersey.
I don't know that.
John Doe, New Jersey.
No.
You don't know who that is?
No.
John Doe likes to play skee-ball.
Oh.
Yes.
John Doe, New Jersey. Now I know what you mean. Okay, yeah. I wasn't connecting that. Sorry.
Yeah. So he played the role of this young guy who's like, you know, he's like 18,
yeah.
19, and he falls in love with Maud, played by Ruth Gordon.
Okay.
Okay. You'd know who the fuck she was if you saw her.
Probably.
She was
like the character actors.
Yeah. Played the old mother on like Any Which Way You Can, Any Which Way But Loose.
Got it.
And they fall
right
in love.
Right turn, Clyde.
And they have sex.
Woo.
And it was very, like, wow, dude, because it was, like, pure romance and stuff and all this other shit right there, you know? And, like, he gets criticized by everybody. He keeps faking his own suicide. Nobody pays attention. And in the end, he finds this beautiful, pure fucking love. He's totally in love with her. It's true love. But she doesn't want to grow old. She wants to stay eternally young. So she takes cyanide pills and kills herself.
Aw, damn. That's a hell of a story.
It's you gotta see it, dude.
I have to now.
What's the name, for
the crowd, what's the name of the movie?
Harold and Maude.
Harold and Maude.
Harold loves to stage fake suicides, and
yep,
Maude loves to steal cars.
Harold and Maude. I'll have to check that out when I get a chance.
Yes.
All right.
I think. By the way, just for one more, for all you car people out there right there, Harold and Maude features the only Jaguar XKE converted into a hearse.
Cool.
And it was destroyed at the end. But there you go.
I have to remember that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, to wrap up this conversation about the Clear Channel shit.
But fuck Clear Channel.
I agree.
I'm
tired. And we've talked about it.
Let me become a fucking DJ.
I know. We've talked about it time and time and time and time again.
I've seen more variety on the Grand Theft Auto Vice City soundtracks.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge-ass box set, too.
I've yet to hear fucking Blondie. Other than fucking... what the fuck is that, man? I hear Call Me every once in a while, dude. Nobody plays fucking Atomic.
Who knows? All right,
anyhow.
Folks, what we're going to do, actually, I want to play one song. We're talking about this music thing.
We're going to play a controversial song up for you next.
Actually, no, it's not very controversial at all.
It's very shocking.
Shocking is something. It's Lounge. I found some...
Thank you for killing the build-up. It's controversial. It's shocking.
It's Lounge.
Yes.
But you guys will like it. You don't need more build-up. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back here in a little bit. You are listening to the greatest internet radio station.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at?
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Right on.
Damn straight. Don't go there.
chimpanzees. I was a monkey, mutant in my veins. So I'm out to cut the junkie with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food skulls, the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno, the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches to sleep on. The love seat's to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it! So
this is
Spank Wagon Radio on the internet.
Ooh, the internet.
In a world.
No world. Stick with the internet.
On the net.
No. Well, okay. Yeah, on the net's fine. Keep it on there. Just
when your IP address is no,
no
longer
no,
your
wait,
own.
Wait. No, no, no. It's their own. It's their own. Leave it with them.
It's static.
Dude. Spank Wagon Radio only at
DHCP. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you. Hey, folks, thanks for listening in. You have
when
been,
your domain is no longer your own.
Hey, I got glass cleaner here this week.
Fuck you, I ain't tit. You ain't gonna mace me with that shit like I did him.
All right, folks.
So we're back.
We're back. So how'd you guys like that? Loser by Dick Cheese.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
thank you. Whoever you are.
Thank you. Fuck up the illusion of a studio audience.
Well, if that's the case, we should clap behind our backs, you know? He's doing it, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's fucking great. We should get our own TV show, right?
Yeah.
And we'll broadcast it, like, on TV somehow. And what we'll do is we'll, like, use stock footage of an audience clapping and stuff. Like, not blatantly obvious, like Monty Python shit.
Do it like a black and white... not blatantly obvious, like a Monty Python black and white cut, too.
Do it like infomercials do, where everybody's clapping and excited and they're agreeing with each other.
Yeah.
There we go.
Infomercial clap.
Hey, yeah.
Before we plot our future out on live internet radio, let's cover something I've been trying to cover since the first segment. Something we're going to do with the website and
anal
with
bum
us.
Cover.
Dude, shut up for a moment. What we're going to be doing here is something we're going to call Name Your Spank.
Name Your Spank!
We where you can tell us technically what to do.
That's right.
What I'm going to be doing is that after this show, I'm going to put up in the message boards a post that is going to ask you, our faithful listeners,
you,
and
the faithful,
and the faithful message board whores, to
the chosen,
the selected, to actually give us suggestions about what you want us to do, us to talk about, converse about. If you want to hear our opinions on something, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, but it's not truth or dare. Like, don't, like, fucking dare us to, like, make out with each other.
No, we're not going
to
do this shit because you can't see it anyway.
No, you become the programmer.
Yes, you program the wagon. Now, what we're going to do is this poll is going to be open from tonight, which is technically the 18th, all the way right before our next show, which will be a Wednesday.
Right.
And what will happen is, next show on Thursday, day before Wednesday. And what will happen is, what Claude and I feel is, hey, pretty good shit. We're going to go ahead and put up there and post, and we're going to talk about, and we're going to bring that into the show. So that means if you want us to discuss something that you want to hear our opinions on, or you want us to do more bad food, or you want to hear us karaoke, you tell it. You tell it to us.
Only on Name Your Spank.
Yeah, so this is Name Your Spank.
Name Your Spank. You pick the topic, we shall spank it.
Absolutely. So that'll be up later on in the message boards, and that's the only way to get to it. So for those
of
you who are listening,
name your spank.
For those of you who are listening, go ahead, name your spank. Tell us what you want, and we'll choose out of the selections.
You pick the topics.
And it'll be on the 24th, the show on the 24th.
You pick the show. You get to win.
What do they win?
The chance to pick the topics. Control the show.
Oh, God. Yeah, what a prize. And if you're a local person who wins this,
you get to come over and watch us.
Yeah. What? No, wait. I got a full house that night. Hold on. Shit. No, we'll discuss the fact that you get to listen to us.
Yes.
We're that fucking
And
cool.
You get mad props. That's right.
Absolutely.
Only in the new contest. Name your spank.
How many times? No more.
All right.
Not until later. Okay. Anyhow, moving on.
Camera say,
God, son of a...
You can say I can do backwards.
God, you thought about doing it backwards. That's the best part.
You know what, man? We should analyze our own show, dude. We should do commentary.
We do. We always analyze our own show. Hey, that
that's
pretty
reminiscing.
Cool. We do that shit live. We'll talk about what we just talked about. Go, hey, we just talked about what that fucking cool.
Hey, okay. I'm submitting the first Name Your Spank entry right there. Okay.
I'm sorry. We can't submit. We're doing this shit. Let them have a choice.
You didn't say. Well, you really can't say, you know. Like,
it'll be on the fine print.
Well, the fine print can't say employees and friends
shit.
Are ineligible.
So if Red Rum brings her mom's sorority paddle, she can spank us.
Depends on how hard.
Why do you have a sorority paddle? That's what I want to know. What the fuck is up with someone owning a sorority paddle still?
Maybe she... I don't know.
What's the discipline like in Red Rum's
Wait,
home?
Wait, your wife had a sorority paddle?
No, she... Red Rum says, oh, if I bring my mom's sorority paddle, can I... can I spank you guys? I guess that would be the the actual literal translation.
Yeah.
But that means we got to be, like, pulled around in a, you know, a little...
Well, Red Rum likes femdom. Femdom.
No, that's true. She does enjoy femdom.
Yes, she does.
I don't know. More on that in the message boards, of course.
I don't know, man. Red Rum kind of scares me, though.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not her husband, so I don't know how to... Maybe, like, they have code words on how to stop or something, you know? Like...
Ouch! Pretty blatant. I mean, going from oh yeah to ouch, that would be a pretty great indicator. Hey, it's time to chill out on this whole little paddle waddle thing. Okay.
Well, Red Rum looks like she would do more than role play. Red Rum frightens me in that respect. Red Rum looks like she could crack a kidney.
Whack! I'm bleeding. All right, I think it's almost time. We're gonna get ready for this.
We got to do it on the break so it doesn't seem so obvious.
Oh,
but then we come back. Yeah, otherwise
okay,
it'll...
Okay, we'll wait.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Shit, what do we want to talk about?
Name Your Spank is already been covered. For those who are just tuning in.
Name Your Spank, more information in the message boards on...
Oh, it's almost
the website, spankwagon.vftp.net.
Name Your Spank on spankwagon.vftp.net.
You almost had to go for a uniball on that one.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you much!
It's that fatback chitlin. Bam, 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 bam. From In Living Color.
Okay, thank you. Shit. All right, folks, first thing I want to cover, and of course, if you're local to Las Vegas, or actually local to the Southwest Desert, please do Spank Wagon a favor. Don't fucking lock your kids in the car.
Yes, this is a...
Again, 12 incidents this so far this summer.
And you know what? It's not just Southwest.
Where now?
Kansas City.
How does someone...
This happened 2 days ago. I'm dead serious.
Fuck. Okay, I got a question. What is so damn important in your life? And we do this every year about these news stories. What is so goddamn important about your life? You forget your own child.
Well, I could say something, which I probably will.
Thank you. Hence, that's why we have internet radio.
And I don't know. People are either really fucking stupid, or it's easier to make kids than it is to get money and down payments to buy a house.
That's true.
You know, little Timmy there is looking kind of lame. Perhaps, we'll read a better one next time.
See, I don't think that. I mean, I agree with the first one.
That was comedy.
I know.
Yes,
I agree with the first one that the parents are completely asininely stupid and irresponsible.
Morons.
They are not. They should not be parents. We've talked about this before where, you know, people who should not be parents, like homeless and stuff like that, they should do it for people like this.
I can understand. I can understand leaving fucking potato salad in a car, okay, and letting it go
and
rancid.
It goes bad. Oh, jeez, oops.
Yeah.
Leaving your fucking child in there to hurt and die.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Because that's not an easy death. That's not like SIDS.
No.
Where they die in their sleep.
Exactly. So think about that. Think about that. You know, these people who have, and everyone I've seen so far this past year has all been really nice SUVs, decent
minivans.
Cars. Minivans. Not really white trash, and that's the funny part.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be affecting poor people. It's affecting people who are in our richer neighborhoods, Summerlin and, you know, somewhat Green Valley and the higher ends of Henderson. And I'm thinking to myself, you know...
Maybe.
What the hell? I'm sorry, get off your cell phones, people.
Maybe that's our natural equilibrium.
How so?
Yeah, oh, population too much, let's leave the kids to shake and bake. The more people you have, the less accountable they become, the stupider they are.
Absolutely.
I don't think the planet's doomed for overpopulation. I think we'll fucking be dumb enough and start being lemmings and running off cliffs somehow.
Duh, that's called war, but we're not going to get into that conversation today.
I wasn't thinking of war. I was just thinking of common household accidents and stupidity.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is going to be covered in another topic here on Spank Wagon. You had a topic, and I have one that ties into the same
several.
Topic. Yes.
Actually, let's go from the kids and cars. Do you want to go up to what we were talking about earlier?
That's what I figured we would.
That's good, because what I want to actually cover, since we actually got some of the participants in the chat room tonight with Red Rum, too bad we don't have Reverend Hammer because he's sleeping, but we have a conversation going on in the message boards right now discussing DMV tales. Reverend Hammer being all of, I want to say he's 24, 25, maybe he's my age, maybe he's almost 27,
mm-hmm.
Is finally going out to get his driver's license.
Yeah.
He was an idiot, in my humble opinion, because in the public school systems of Waterloo, for the longest time, all you had to pay was like $5 to take driver's ed.
Wow.
I mean, that's impressive. Hold on now.
No, I'm impressed that they offered driver's ed.
Oh, yeah. They offered driver's ed in the school district. Actually, it was pretty decent driver's ed teachers, and you also got to have the in-car through the school district. So you got simulator time, classroom time, and in-car time all handled by the school district for $5.
We didn't get that.
I feel sorry for you.
Yes.
Now, one thing I know is that it went up. It went like to $250. Mm-hmm. So that really, you know, changed the whole dynamic of who was taking driver's ed. And if you paid $250, they actually went out of the way not to cheat and make you pass, but to actually make sure you pass on merit. So if it took you a semester and a half, it took you a semester and a half.
And that's something that worries me.
Because they wanted to make sure if you passed, it wasn't passed because, oh, hey, well, it's the semester, here you go. You paid your money, might as well pass. No, they wanted you to actually know what you're doing and prove it to them that you knew what you're doing. Reverend missed out on that boat. Now, another friend of mine missed out on that boat, but Ragman, as I mentioned in the message boards, he went to the DMV, took the test, took the driving test, got his license at the age of 18.
Same with me.
Because he missed out
Same on me.
Yeah, he missed out on paying that money. Reverend Hammer, being in Florida, though, has to go through literally circus hoops. My question is, absolutely, you have to read the message. I'm not going to take his own words, but I am going to say that go to the message boards. It's Reverend Hammer's Adventures in Faggotry is what he calls it. Mm-hmm. That's the post, I believe. It's pretty actually entertaining watching the shit he has to go through. Now, I know we both kind of went, oh, DMV. I remember being in the DMV. You had something that happened to you in the DMV.
Oh, God. My DMV experience.
And DMV, we'll call it the DMV faggotry because, man, some people there are just, ugh.
My DMV experiences went from perfect to shite.
How so?
Shite. I'm on the fucking
shite.
Shit. Okay.
I like.
First time I had to go ahead and take my driver's permit.
Right.
Okay, I walked in, said, hey, I'm here to take my permit. They said, okay. I waited all of about 5-6 minutes, okay?
Fair enough.
Went over, sat down, took my, filled out the test, walked up, did eye exam. Okay, here's your driver's permit, here's your restrictions, blah, blah, blah. Month later, I'd already purchased a fucking brand new car.
Yep.
And went back to go get my driver's license.
Your Hyundai.
My Hyundai. Mm-hmm. Okay, I called, I shit you not, made reservations 4 days in advance. That was it.
Okay.
Went down, waited all of about 15 minutes this time to go do a driver's test.
Mm-hmm.
Did the test right there, woman passed with only missing two items.
Which were?
Didn't pull up far enough to a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I parallel parked perfectly, except for I forgot to put a turn signal on.
Wow. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
And the woman said that, you know what? She said, no problem passing me. That was one of the few people I could actually hold a conversation and drive at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, that's what we had there. Even when I had my DeLorean, it wasn't bad. Pull around back, go ahead, scan my car, you know, do a VIN check. I'm not going to get into that shit because I believe I've discussed it before. And if you're from Nevada and you bought an outstate car, you brought one from out of state, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, went through, did my VIN check, came on in. I think I waited an hour and a half.
Holy cow. Just to do what?
Just to go ahead and get my license transferred over and to put in for my Nevada title.
Holy cow.
Let's fast forward to December.
Of?
This year.
Okay.
Well, actually, it would have been 2002. A few months ago, back in December, I went to the North Las Vegas office up on Cary. Like, if you don't live here, it matters to you fucking anyway. I had to do just a few simple things. I had to title a new vehicle I purchased, and I had to put in order for a new license, for a new title on my DeLorean and my custom plates.
Mm-hmm.
And do that. That's all. 5.5 hours.
What?
5.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
I waited 5.5 hours. I'm not exaggerating. I fucking timed it. It was goddamn ridiculous. It was so fucking acid-nine.
What was the holdup? I mean, they weren't doing anything different than they ever have been.
I had to wait 45 minutes through the... Okay. Check this out. State of Nevada works like this. California is very fucking blunt. California, for being the fucking idiot loser state that it is, that fucking... You know, like God takes care of fucking cripples and morons. Okay, mm-hmm. California takes God's place. All right.
Okay.
Their DMV is set up where they have lines for what you need to do with clearly marked fucking signs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mean clearly marked, I mean clearly marked in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
Huh.
They cover it. Okay. And in Glendale, Armenian.
Wow.
Okay. They cover it. If you wait in that line and it's the wrong line, your stupid, dumb fucking ass is going over to the other line waiting that one.
Fair enough.
No, not in Nevada. In Nevada, we have to go to the information booth first, and then we have to get the person has to decide what needs to be done for us. Then they give us a number. Then mm-hmm. the real waiting begins. So we have 45 minutes just to get my little tag to wait, and then the rest of the time, 5 hours, 15 minutes.
See, now... I can say that in the Iowa DMV, from when I got my original, when I got my driver's license, it all started out, you know, I was 14, got my learner's permit. When I passed the class, I had my certification. I took my money, $10, I think, at the time. I got a 2-year license. As it was mentioned in Reverend's post, our DMV is in the mall.
And that's something that trips me out, because my mom is in Oklahoma right now
mm-hmm.
for her job. And she states... that they just have the DMV offices in mini malls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... the
And that's a trip to me.
The DMV used to be in a mini mall, and they moved to a bigger location in the mall. Mm-hmm. Because they also would take the parking lot, and that's where they do the driving tests. Mm-hmm. Out in this one stretch of parking lot that has no other businesses, and no other strip mall outlying it. Mm-hmm. So they do the driving test out there. Worked great for them. Works great for them. Now, I went in...
That's funny.
I got my number. I mean, they were doing the number system years ago. Now, there's
yes.
a few things I noticed that Nevada itself was way ass behind. But...
Let's putting it gently.
First off, Iowa has had the number system for so long. I mean, Iowa go in, you don't walk into a line, you hit a damn machine. Punch the button, take a number. So you have one for...
Traffic court.
You have one for taking a plate, getting plates. You have one for...
Is it like a little gray box like this right here? With a number pad going down and goes out like that?
I don't even remember anymore.
That's like traffic court here. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so what we do is we would, you know, hit the button, go and sit and wait, and then the board would have three or two sets of numbers, and number goes, you go. My license, of course, when I first got a license, was a normal license, was the laminate photograph, don't bother smiling, you look like shit, photo.
Yeah.
And license, normal. My second license, actually, they updated to the new licensing system, the electronic license that has the barcode, the scatter code,
Jesus,
I swear to God,
man.
It's the UPS code. It has all these codes.
You have your new Nevada license yet?
No, I don't. I go get that in October of this year. Mm. Now,
be prepared.
I'm very prepared. One thing I did is I got my license and everything's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Great. In and out, maybe half an hour. Paid my money. Had to renew my title. Anything with titles and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you went to the Blackhawk County Courthouse. I had to renew the title of my Cordoba because I let it expire before I sold the car. Renewed it. No problem. 10-minute wait. You get your license plates at a different part of the DMV at the courthouse. Jeez. I mean, it was very easily and convenient. I mean, and for a town of, 70,000... wasn't that bad of a deal.
Yeah.
I get out here. First thing I do out here, I get in line, and the first thing I notice, and I say this to both Michelle and her parents who are with us, because we just moved out 2 days previous. So we're getting everything done with the cars right away.
Yeah.
The first thing I notice is, what the hell? This DMV has a concession stand. It sells hot dogs and chips and soda and candy bars. And it's like...
You went to the one up on the
I went to the
west
one
side of town?
Way out on west side of town on Sahara. Or no, Flamingo, West Flamingo.
You know it didn't used to be like that.
Well, it worries me, though. I mean, it really worried me mentally going, how long am I going to be here where they have to sell me sodas and candy bars and cheap-ass hot dogs? Roller dogs,
Yes.
So I'm kind of going, okay, this is an experience. Nevada's completely new to me. The big city like this is completely new to me. So I'm in line. And like 3 hours, finally, we get Michelle's license, my license. Oh, no, I didn't get my license. Michelle's license, the plates for the car. I failed the test. Because I was under the age of 25.
What?
I failed a written test. I didn't have to take a driving test. I just failed the written test.
They made you test?
They made me take a written test. So then I had to go back. They said come back next week. Come back in 5 days, I think was the rule. So next week. Take the test again. Came back, took the test, passed it. They confiscated my Iowa license, and I surrendered it, and then I got a new Nevada, which was an old license. I'm going, when are you guys ever going to upgrade to the new system?
And for anybody that's curious, they just did this a year and a half ago.
Just finally upgraded a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like, God, this is archaic, and I even told them DMV, and they're like, well, we're making changes that'll happen in 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
2 weeks later, that's when they introduced the new computerized system to replace the old computerized system.
And that's when they brought in Genesis.
And that was a nightmare. Was the buggiest piece of software ever created.
God.
And anybody who has a Nevada driver's license who had to get one between, I want to say, winter of 99 and current, even, that's when those lines formed. That's
when
can't get anything done in any reasonable amount of time with the DMV.
Yeah. See, when I went and got my license, I got my license in February 97. This was the good old days of Nevada that are long fucking gone. I know, I'm reminiscing, I'm old.
I know.
Okay, I went into the fucking DMV up there, same carry when I'd gone where I waited 5.5 hours. You could echo your own footsteps.
Yeah.
And there was a reasonable amount of people in there. It was fine. Now, what was interesting, what Nevada did different than California is Nevada has a section that says driving test parking only. Where you go out, you park your car, and it's right there, and then you walk them out to the thing. California is completely different, and California makes me laugh about something. They have a staging area.
Okay.
It's a staging area. The area is 3 lanes wide. You have lanes 1, 2, and 3. Okay, 3 being the closest to the building. Okay, lane 3 is a drop-off. Lanes 1 and 2 are staging for tests. What happens is you have to wait next to your car, then you pull up into the zone right there. And what they do under, where it's nice and, bright or what the fuck ever, what they do is they go and they inspect your car, hit the horn, wipers, test, they do the inspection of it. I don't know if they ever did that to you on your cars and shit.
But
not here,
but not in Iowa. In Iowa, you have to understand, we don't even smog in Iowa.
Yeah. So they do the visual inspection in California. Then what happens is you get in the car and you take off for the test. When you come back in, they park in lane. You park your vehicle in lane 3, okay? And what you do is you pull up the vehicle as far as you can, okay? And then what happens is, in lane 3 is 2 lanes fucking wide, okay? And what happens is at that time, while you park your car and you wait, you go inside, they get you your test results for whatever. There's one thing that makes me totally laugh about that. They have fucking pylons that are smashed in.
Yeek. Well, I can't say much. My wife piled into a pylon once parking her car.
Yeah, but okay. I'm not saying that there's a difference, because they're not, because you're still hitting something. But the impact is much greater when you hit a fucking pylon in your driver's test.
Yeah. Oh, much greater.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting. Actually, something that Red Rum brought up here, stating that it wasn't really that the computers weren't the issue, it was the employees, because some of them for so long only used a certain type of system.
Oh,
they didn't they didn't train them properly. Now, you know what? I can buy that.
They were
absolutely believe that.
Do you remember what they're using before?
No.
Okay. They're using now IBM fucking Windows-based computers.
Wise machines. I remember that. They were using Wise terminals. I remember that now. One thing, though, I will say is, I mean, it was so bad here for so long that they actually had a whole big, huge-ass investigation into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was getting ridiculous, and people were realizing this.
Yeah.
So, like, other small towns were getting a lot of Vegas DMV traffic, and I heard it was better up in Reno.
Reno was easiest. What was funny was the...
like, people were going to Sparks, and...
Sparks is fucking in Reno.
Well, you know what I mean.
Actually, people were going to Tonopah.
Tonopah, thank you.
Which was funny, because somebody mentioned on the news that, you know, it's actually only a 20-minute wait in Tonopah.
Till that next day.
And it was 5 hours in Tonopah. Because everybody fucking drove. It was like Johnny Carson yelling toilet paper run out.
Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody went up to Tonopah.
God.
But you know what? And I will agree. It's ridiculous that...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's a training issue, God damn. I can understand it. But when you're dealing with something that's that crucial, I mean, absolutely crucial to people.
Dude, they're fucking government employees, aren't they?
I know they're government employees, but still, there should be some sort of an accountability.
There should be, but the problem is, dude, they're not a fucking corporation.
True. I'm not arguing your point.
Oh, no,
I agree
I
with you completely.
Which just brings us to another couple of things right here, which is certain things I don't like about the DMV, specifically for licensing people. I've always been a firm, adamant believer, because of special living in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that after a certain age, you should really have...
You know what? I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I agree completely. Talking about those old bats that need to retire, they not only need to retire, but turn off the license. But here's the problem, and I'm going to have to take the counterpoint on it for an obvious reason.
Go right ahead.
I know you're talking about Santa Monica.
The Santa Monica massacre.
Could you give us more detail on that? For those of our listeners who are on West Coast.
Basically, down in Santa Monica on Arizona and 3rd Street, actually it spans many streets, it's on Arizona, goes something like, I think, from 1st to 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
They have an open-air farmer's market. Farmer's markets are real popular in California because it's literally, they take shit from the fields, you know, right from the farm and sell it for fucking profit right there.
It's the old-fashioned street markets.
Yes. And it's
awesome.
Yeah, they do
great
this.
Food.
They do it, like, I think once or twice a month, okay? Mm-hmm. And they close off, like, 6 blocks. There was an 86-year-old man in a 92 Buick. He was driving down the street and saw the road was blocked. He won't answer questions, and the cops have a hard fucking time figuring out what's going on. If they do know it, they're not releasing it. He basically saw that the street was blocked off. He couldn't drive through it, but didn't stop.
Now, I've heard reports that he meant to hit the brake, but instead mashed the gas.
Yes.
He did end up killing, I want to say, 6 people.
No, that toll has risen to 9.
9 now?
One was 3 years old.
Yeah, there was a 3-year-old, there was a 7-month-old, there was a husband and wife couple, and there was the daughter-in-law of actor Dennis Weaver.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I want to say Dennis Weaver, maybe I'm wrong, I think it's Oh, I can't think of it. But one of them is not quite an A-list, but at least an A-minus list.
Well-known
Hollywood actor's daughter-in-law was killed as well in that farmer's market.
What they said was he didn't stop until a body landed on his fucking hood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he stopped. He did not crash in anything, other people. He did not crash anything that caused him to forcibly stop.
Right.
He eventually stopped when he saw a woman on his hood. That's why I'm not buying the panicked fucking thing of he thought the gas was the accelerator and shit. And then when he did stop, there was a woman crushed underneath the car.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to fucking lift. They said a gang of people just came over, lifted the fucking car, and pulled her out from under. Saved her life. But they said it was a fucking mess. They said fruit and canvas was torn everywhere, and people had just been drugged and were.
Yeah.
Their blood smeared everything. And it was splattered everywhere.
I mean, and the guy, 86 years old. You know, one thing you say is, pull the license away. Okay, fine. How old do you want to be when your license is pulled?
How old do I want to be when my license is pulled?
Here, there's the first question. Old do you think
that's a good point. Myself right here, I think testing for license renewals, California says walk-in test at 70. I think that should be imposed personally at 65.
So around the retirement age?
I think around the retirement age. I think 65, what you should do is come in and do a written test.
Okay.
And I think what should happen is I think at age 70. I think at about age 70 at the very kind of latest there.
Okay.
I think we should have people do a new driving test. And I think after that they should impose that test every 5 years.
Every license renewal.
4 years. Good compromise.
4 years at the most, or even force it where mandatory license renewals every 2 years.
Now, I'll give you a good example.
Here's a question. Another question I want to pose on you. Where will that fit with the NAACP, AARP, and
AARP does not like it. They've already fought. California tried to already get this law on the books, and AARP lobbied it to death.
Okay. So we already know that, the older people, the older people and whatnot, and the older folks organization, AARP, American Association for Retired People, they call this age discrimination. Well, how do we get around that? How can that be age discrimination when we're not rallying for 12-year-olds to get a driver's license?
Yeah.
That, too, is the opposite end, but it's still age discrimination. You're 12, you can't have a driver's license.
Well, I'll give you a better example of age discrimination than that right there, because obviously at 12, you're a fucking child. You really can't make good decisions.
And when you're getting that old, you can't react on your decisions.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I think happened. In all honesty, I think the guy I don't think he thought fast enough. And I think what happened, it wasn't until he hit the first pylon that it probably dawned on him and said, oh shit, I'm doing something wrong. I don't know about you. Because your driving style is a bit different from mine.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen. Maybe you're different at other times right there. But when you have a close car, when you're in a car and you have a close call with death, like when you're driving down the freeway doing about like 70 miles an hour and you start to fishtail real bad because of a sudden move or something else right there, or something really bad where you almost smack into a pylon or a fucking Jersey barrier, K-rails we call them out here, things slow down. You can't hear anything, and things slow down. And it's like everything just goes,
I agree. When I was in my one of my accidents.
Yeah.
And I lost control on an icy bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so good. You do know. Okay, cool. So I don't know other people's stuff. Maybe other people are like, I'm a perfect driver. But what I'm saying is, I think exactly what happened was it slowed down. I think he was fully aware of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, in all honesty, it shocked him so much what he was doing, he couldn't stop.
May be the case. But then again, there's still a normal reaction time that every driver has. Now, when you get older, we all know there's a lot of things that can impede your reaction. There's reaction times. There's drinking and alcoholism. There's
chemical interactions,
drugs. Hell, let's just say any chemical interactions, foreign chemical interactions. But there's also lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the radio noise, cell phone distractions.
Highway hypnosis.
I've been
hypnosis.
A big victim of that once.
You ever done that? You're driving down the road and you close your eyes real quick and you open up and you're at a different mile marker.
Uh-huh.
And you wonder how long you've had them closed for.
Exactly.
That's frightening, isn't it?
We had an occurrence.
That's scarier than driving with headlights off.
Yes. we had an incident where we were my dad, stepmom, my stepbrother and I, we were all in the car. And all of us quite literally lost the same half hour. where the next thing all of us knew, we were turn we you know all next thing all of us knew we were turning on to the main highway to get back to the city because we were in the middle of Bumpkin Countryville.
Sure.
And it my dad was kind of like, what the hell? You know, we weren't thinking like stupid shit like alien abduction. We all realized, well, first off, it just got so quiet in the car. Me and Travis, we're kids. We fell asleep in the back seat.
I have a big problem with that. When I, you know what my mother used to do to get me to go to sleep? Mm.
Take you driving?
No, she didn't even have to drive it. She put me in the car seat and turn the engine on.
There you go.
So, no. Not pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket-a. Not ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Rotary.
Ah.
So when it's a constant... I have to turn my air conditioner up at night to keep not only cool, but to hear that more constant hum.
Hear that constant hum. Makes
sense. And if I have a stationary fan right there, and I can hear the motor going, that's like listening to white noise.
Like my ceiling fan right now.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, and I can understand that. I mean, you know, I know a lot of kids, and a lot of my friends who have kids that to get them to go to sleep, they take them for a drive. Mm-hmm. Hell, there's even commercials out there that kind of, you know, the dad loves driving his new van. The kids are sleeping back. The mom gets out. The dad squeezes the kid's foot to wake him up, which I thought was kind of like an odd way to do it. But, hey, okay, at least I'm not punching the damn bastard. Wakes the kid up, you know, and the kid screams, oh, we better go around the block
again. It's too good.
Yeah, really. But, yeah, I agree. And you know what? Another thing I'm going to argue your point on.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to bring up a valid counterpoint. Where's our public transportation to back up this?
Good point.
I'm sorry. I can't give up my license if I can't trust Kat, Met back home. L.A. obviously does not have a bus system that goes into suburbs.
Somewhat.
But not what, you know, I'm sorry, we're such a suburban culture now.
Well, my thing
back is, in the day,
I've always lived on a bus line, too, for me.
So have I, you know, and I've taken the buses here in Vegas. I'm not too ashamed to admit it. I had to ride the bus for, you know, the first year I lived here. It was annoying. Cheaper than owning a car.
God, isn't
it? And I didn't mind, you know, because we need to save the money. But my point here is, though, is... Now we're getting to a point where we are a suburban lifestyle. I mean, everyone is.
It's worse than that.
And the older you get...
It's worse than that. It's worse than that. And they've already cited this right there, which is going to be fueled against AARP.
What's that?
Baby boomers.
Absolutely.
They're getting too old. They're getting too dangerous. Then they got to be taken out of commission.
All right. We got them.
You know what, dude? I'm dead serious, man. When I saw that old man on thing right there, you know, dude, like, one guy... prevented the mob from killing him right there. They said he was some like 6'7" dude. Mm-hmm. Said back the fuck up, he's an old man, you know. Everybody else was like going to fucking kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, in a way I do kind of feel so like, oh my god, man, you know, that old man has just, he's fucked up, dude. And you know what, in my gut feeling, honestly, I think it was to a degree involuntary. I think he just slowed down. He was so shocked by what was happening, he could not stop. He was so frozen in not panic, but fucking terror. He knew what was going on. So I do feel sorry for them on that one right there. But in my opinion right there, there is an age where enough becomes enough. My mom used to work with somebody at Nevada State Bank. Her and her husband were pensioners. And she had just taken the job part-time, you know, extra money so that she could spend on her grandkids and whatnot.
Okay.
What happened was her husband, he was 68 years old.
Okay.
And was... kind of worried he might be beginning to show the first signs of Alzheimer's. They went for a ride up in... this is back in 1998, mind you, for anybody that's curious. Up above Washburn. Okay? That's way north Las Vegas. And back then, roads would go pavement, gravel...
Sawtooth roads.
Yes. And then fucking desert. They would just end into nothing.
Okay?
He got lost up there. He was so fucking panicked, and his grandson actually had to tell him how to get out of that. And you know what? He was like, I don't know if it's senility or what. He goes, but I can't drive anymore. That scared him enough to say, you know what? There is a point where one shouldn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
In my honest opinion, yeah. I mean, shit, I had a friend who got fucking hit by an elderly driver in L.A. Was standing in line at the post office. She put the car into drive instead of reverse.
Uh-huh.
Kid you not, dude. She pulled all the way forward to the fucking bump right there, you know? On the stop, you know? On the curb. Put the car into drive. what car wasn't going, hit the gas a little bit right there, wouldn't go. She got frustrated, slammed the gas, jumped the curb, ran through the fucking window, and ran him over.
Horrible.
Broke both his fucking legs.
Fucking horrible. And you know, you're right. I mean, there's that point where you got to give it up. And you know, unless, and I myself agree. Hey, it's time to give up the license.
Yeah.
When you get to that point, you not.
Yeah.
Problem is, one, knowing when to get to that point, or when you're at that point, willing to let go. You know, because there's a lot of people that say, you know what? I've been driving for years. I drove before there were roads.
Yeah.
You know, we're as one of the news reports I was reading, they stated that. You know,
let me ask you a question.
You know, that we're now dealing with the generation of drivers that have driven from the onset of the car.
Yeah.
So, you know, now you've got people that don't give it up. And then, I'm sorry, if you're gonna force, you know, force people into public transportation, get that shit there.
Well, you know what?
You know, if you're gonna remove the only means, you gotta have...
Perfectly understandable, my friend. But I'm going to come up with a solution for you right there that's equal for everyone across the board.
Okay.
Okay. 65, you got to come in for a test. We'll probably say, what, 74, 75? Testing every license renewal, something like that?
I'm going to say 70.
70?
Yeah.
Okay. How about we do this?
Lifespan 75.
Lifespan 75. Okay. I think some people, when they're in their 70s, are still kind of active, whatnot. Maybe we should start doing this at like 72,
okay.
Something like that. I think what we should do, instead of revoking licenses, because that's not going to work, we put the same restrictions we do on teenagers.
Okay, here's
the
problem.
Have to have someone over 25.
No, here's the problem.
And restricted to daylight hours.
I know places that have tried that, and they do try that. And honestly, yeah, that's a great idea, but the problem is, though, is you're going to get that attitude. I'm sorry, you're an ego man. You're going to know, you know, hey, what do you mean driving? I could drive at night. But then again, you can get that all around by saying you can't drive. Well, of course I can. But
yeah.
Yours is, you know, I mean,
I plan on one day I would like to have kids for the fact that they can fucking, you know, chauffeur my ass around.
Well, really, I mean, come on, when you're that old, though, I mean, if you're going out shopping, you should go with friends.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, even
I don't want to be fucking alone having to do shit by
you
myself.
Don't, yeah, you're 86 years old and alone.
Yeah.
Driving around. Now, I mean, there's life circumstances, it's true, but...
Yeah, of course.
Everyone has a friend, everyone knows someone.
Yeah.
There should be something...
Yeah.
I don't want to say, there should be someone you can buddy with, and maybe make a buddy system. I mean, out of an honor buddy system, not an enforced, you know, buddy system.
Yeah, I know.
But
no,
it's an idea.
Yeah, and if nothing else, if other restrictions, and you know what, dude? Fucking, you know what, encourage that shit and start programming people then for the senior citizen activity shit. I don't know. Do something. But
absolutely.
But senior citizens, no matter what it is, cannot be left to their own.
True. And I mean, and not even senior citizens. I mean, there's some people, like my mom. I will never drive with my mom.
Why is that?
She will, first off, she gets all paranoid and panicky when she rides with me, and I can't handle that.
My father was that way.
And also, when she drives, she does not pay attention to anything on the road. And it was hilarious one day. Her boyfriend, at the time, was on the side of the road. He worked for the city of Cedar Falls, and he was radaring. And he noticed that he was radaring, and he kind of made a spectacle of it because he saw my mom. He saw my mom's car. My mom, straightforward, never paid attention to anything going off the left, right, mirrors, anything. Always straightforward.
God.
And he realized, he's like, oh, shit. And one other thing, and I know it sounds odd. I know I'm not making this a woman driver thing. My mom's car, the engine, almost seized. Not because of oil. Mm-hmm. Not because of how it was being run. In that respect of lubricants and stuff. Carboned up. Because she would drive super slow.
God, wouldn't burn it out.
Wouldn't burn it out. I know that there's a lot of, you know, fairy tales about, hey, blowing the cobs out and all that good stuff.
It's literally
there's
true.
There is some legitimacy to
it. If you don't heat a motor up all the way right there, you drive slow constantly.
Yep.
It actually fucks your motor up.
Yep. But we're not going to go into that.
No.
What we're going to do, though, we're going to go ahead and take another break.
Cool.
So we're going to take a quick breather.
I can prove to you it's not a woman driver thing.
Oh, I bet.
My mom taught me to drive.
Yeah, that's true. So you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, which is only found at...
Spankwagon. Only found at spankwagon.vftp.net on the internet. On a website.
No.
In a URL.
That's it.
On an IP address.
No. Yes.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?
Listen now, you motherfucker!
Tastemeister, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
anymore, don't know who you are. You let me change me while I was driving in my car.
Alright, kids.
You know what time it is!
Mad props!
That's right. Tonight, whom do we have mad props for?
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Claude, because tonight in our wonderful chat room, we're going to go ahead and give mad props, first off, to Mr. Man.
Mr. Man!
Mr. Man is the provider of the Spankwagon audio. He actually is the main coder right now, or the coder. For when it comes to Spankwagon Audio.
Indeed he is.
Mad props, Mr. Man.
Mad props!
Also, let's say hello in our message boards to one of the biggest... let's say hello in our chat forms to one of the biggest message board whores ever, Redrum!
Mad whore! Props!
Sorry. I got caught up in the moment.
That's okay, I did too. I created the moment, I think. Also, let's say hello to the man who provides those forums for our message board whores, Tennis143.
Mad props!
Thank you. And of course, let's say hello to all those who are listening out there in Ars Anime. We know you're out there, I see you listening. Try chatting sometime. All right.
Mad props to the unknown.
All right.
Okay. All right. We're back.
Got that out of the way.
We've been out of the commercial.
I know. we have to mention, of course, name your spank.
Name your spank.
So remember, you can. How did you word it? Name your spank. Something.
Like,
it'll be on.
Name your spank.
God. That wasn't it, though.
No, that wasn't it. We forgot what we did. We're going to have to rewind later and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. have to record that and put it on a soundboard.
Yeah, really. Also, one thing I want to bring
next
up.
Next is our new contest. Sorry, wrong button.
Name your spank!
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyhow. as I was trying to say, I know something we're discussing, and a lot of people have brought it to our attention. A lot of people have requested this. We're looking at possibly changing the time and day of the show.
And that's why we need feedback.
We need feedback.
We don't know if it's something we're going to go through yet.
We don't know what we're doing. But
we've listened to a lot of viewer requests.
Yeah.
And we hear you. We care.
So, what we would like to do is mention right now...
Feedback.
Sorry, I'm reading chats and shit. What we want is actually for you to email me the mail spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Right, spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Tell us what time you're talking about, like, because a lot of people are suggesting. I said time.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us what time you're looking at. You know what worked for you, and I'm going to take all this in and kind of mull it over and probably pull up another poll and procrastinate a little bit longer. All I want to do though, is get an idea of what time do you want me to do the show?
Yeah.
What day? And whatever works the best, hey, we're going to try some. We'll try it a little differently.
Yeah.
We already have in our minds an idea of a good time and day when to do it.
Yeah, but we're not going to give anything
We're not going to give anything out. But I am.
We don't want you to get that stuck in your head.
Exactly. So we want you to give us feedback in that. And I got to ask again, it's going to be, send it to me an email. No message boards on this one. I would like you to have it in email.
Please.
So email go ahead, right? Send me an email. Tell me what times you'd rather do the show. Would rather hear the show. I know, irregardless of what we do to show and time of day, it's going to start being in the archives now. So.
Yeah. I mean, it would really mean a lot to us.
Would. By the way, real quick, I got to say hello to Vakuris. Good old friend from back home, so hello there! I'm sorry, we don't have the. Give me the clicker.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. All right.
Do you need the.
Wow, why is that thing all. I don't want to know.
It was your hands. Do you want, like, a Mad Props announcement for that?
For
the. Vakuris.
We just did. He's a friend of mine.
No, I didn't
He's
do
cool.
the announcement, though. You want the announcement?
Give it.
Okay. Mad Props!
Thank you. You're right. That is a good idea. Hey, gang, it's time for Spank News! Everyone was duped this week, Claude. I was even duped.
You did not tell me this story, so I'm ready
I
to
got
be
suckered.
Shocked.
I got suckered. Here's what happened. Heavy metal band Metallica. Metallica.
You said Mictalica.
Metallica. I don't care. They're a bunch of asshats. And that's why this one was believable. It was a report done on Scoop This with an MTV fake mock-up. So people, even though they were clicking on Scoop This,
yeah.
They thought it was an MTV article. So funny, in fact, Fark even put an MTV tag on the news article.
Really?
Even though links to Scoops... Fark was even fooled. But check it out.
Was this as good as the Real Ultimate Power stuff?
No, this is better.
Really?
This is better. Because it got coverage on a lot of these different places like CNN, Ananova, other major media outlets. Stating that Metallica is taking legal action against an independent Canadian rock band on faith over what they feel is an unsanctioned usage of two chords the band has been using since 1982, E and F. Now, it's already, it's really hilarious because of the fact that, no, this wasn't real, but it was very believable. And it was so believable because of the fact that...
Metallica fucking sucks.
First off, sucks. Say Anger is not a good song. It has great riffs, some really awesome guitar riffs, but it's not a good song.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that, you know, they have sued other people. They have sued Napster through the unauthorized distribution of copyrighted music of theirs. But yeah, that was great when I saw it, and it was posted on a humor site called Scoop This, mocked up to look like a genuine news page from MTV.com, and it fooled a lot of legitimate news services.
Oh God!
So I want to say, cool, right on Scoop This. Like I said, though, it even
I wonder
fooled,
if Metallica was able to be reached for comment.
Oh, that would have been you know they even did it so well they even quoted they made Lars quotes and stuff. And it sounded like Lars. I mean, they did. The guy who wrote the spoof, I would have to say, is comedy genius. So, good job.
That's
awesome.
Great. Now you know, hopefully, this doesn't spring up a bunch of fucking hacks.
But could you imagine? Yeah, really. Well, you know, it will. I mean, there's a lot of hacks. But that was great because of the fact that, you know.
It's believable.
It's so believable. Because I could see Metallica, you know, we've been using ENF for so long now, you know. Well, duh. Of course, if Metallica, let's say, were legitimately suing like that and they won, that means all rock bands could only use G.
I know. What's scary is it's stupid enough Metallica would probably find a way to fucking do it.
Yeah, they would. So, moving on.
I swear, they must be like getting paid extra on the side to take the fall to be the pansies and idiot fucking musical lawsuits.
Oh, absolutely. That's what they want to do. I mean, they used to be icons.
Metallica used to fucking rock,
They
dude.
Used to be icons. I'm sorry, the Black Album is still the kick-ass album that it ever
God,
was.
You have fucking Master of Puppets, man. For justice and for all, man.
Exactly.
You have fucking it was Black Album. And then just fucking it all went to hell.
It all went to hell. I mean, it sucks ass, so.
Load has a couple of good songs.
A couple, but not Reloaded because it's all covers.
Yeah.
You know, and Saint
yeah,
Anger
know.
Just doesn't click with me. I mean, there's a few good riffs, but it just doesn't click with me.
Fuel. It's a good song.
Give me fuel, give me fire.
Give me that which yeah. I desire. Yeah.
So I but actually, it even got me to the point where a bunch of people that we were in an email, kind of a, we always email shit to each other every day.
Yeah.
One of them goes, oh my God, I can't believe Metallica's doing this. I was fooled because I just took a quick glance at the article, read it, and I even posted back. I said, okay, who wants to rent the bus and buy the pyro? You know, because I'm sitting there going, okay, if they try to do that shit, okay, fine. Rent the bus. You know.
But come on, man. James died for you. Almost died for you, man. He got set on fire.
Fire bad.
Napster bad. Money good, Napster bad.
Yes, we all remember that.
And
that
was, you know what, dude? He'll always be fucking remembered for that. I can't wait. You know that. You know what's sad is Metallica's fucking career is over, but their lives are not. I mean, they're not like 80 yet. They've already done like a good behind the music on them. You know, when they were still, you know, Metallica. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to see them when like these guys are like in their fucking 60s, man.
Yeah.
And VH1 like goes back and does behind the music too, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and has like fucking Metallica with this Napster shit, man.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I got to give out a couple of quick plugs here. First off, Mr. Man requested me to plug for the Las Vegas Locals Midnight Madness out at the Las Vegas Motorway Motor Speedway. It's tomorrow night, 10 p.m. $10 to run, $5 to watch.
You ever been to Midnight Madness?
Never been there.
That is fucking funny, dude.
So. Maybe we got to do something like that tomorrow.
You'll have to see it, dude. It's fucking great, dude. I've seen. I shit you not, dude. I went up there and saw some guy in like a Mercedes try to take on a fucking C4 Corvette.
Jesus Christ!
And I'm like,
hey, wait, turbo minivan.
I'm like,
that's all I'm gonna say.
It's a fucking stock Mercedes, man. That turbo minivan was a fucking.
But it was stock.
Turbo minivan was not a fucking sleeper.
Yeah,
that was a fucking.
Moving on. Actually, there was another one I had to give out, and I forgot what it was because
I can give you out one real quick. You know, to fulfill
your
my
insurance
society. Yeah,
your lawyer.
Okay, if any of you in Las Vegas have gotten speeding tickets, and you'd like them to disappear permanently, or if you've been injured in a lawsuit, do you think you've been injured? Would you like to be injured? Personal injury, personal accident, on the job injury of any kind, physical, psychological, mental, what the fuck ever.
Move on.
Please visit Craig P. Kenny Associates at cpklaw.com. They treat you right.
I remember the other prop we're supposed to give out. It's a joint prop, actually. We didn't do this. First off, anybody who's out there is a sushi fan, we have one highly...
God damn it, yes!
Highly...
Shit!
We forgot this last week. It's a highly, highly, highly recommended sushi place in town. Not just because we know the people there, but because...
They ruined sushi for me. And I love sushi. I've gone back and gotten pre-prep sushi.
Yeah.
I can't take... I despise it now.
Yeah. They are... And what he means... Hold on. He doesn't mean they ruined sushi as it's bad. They ruined everything else. They are, right now, what we consider cream of the crop sushi bar in Las Vegas. It's called Exotic Sushi. If you're Las Vegas local, it's down on Western, next door to Little Darlings.
Literally, same
so
building.
So you can watch your tuna and eat it, too.
That's right.
So I wanted to point that out. And mad props to OB John. He has been here with the wagon. He's posted a couple times.
Obi John, I haven't seen it. I'll have to look through with that. Good news for Obi John. Did you talk to him about the night he got pulled over?
Yes.
Yes, he got out of ticket.
The night we were there and had some delicious ass sushi. And I'm not a big sushi eater, but I definitely might even try their eel next time.
And I had the barbecue deal, and that kicked ass. When some of, eat on my own, I'd like to order a plate and share it. But,
I know.
Yeah. But anyhow.
So
that covers everything right
but
there.
But yeah, poor Obi-John got pulled over because he blew a stop sign.
Like, did you know it's there? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, my mom got pulled over there once. I fucking lied. I know it's a stop sign.
But he was just so excited because he had, people from work over. Not just us, but, our local anime freak in the office.
Yes.
So yeah, it was
damn,
good stuff.
Damn, we still don't have a name for him.
We don't. But I want to say that definitely... Exotic Sushi here in Las Vegas.
Exotic
on Western,
Sushi.
Next to Little Darling's strip club.
And they are open from 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Actually, I think it's
6 p.m.
6 p.m. until 5 a.m. They're an all-night sushi lounge.
Yep. And if you are in Vegas and you do go, you're not going to get anything for it, but just tell them Spankwagon sent you.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything for
makes
it, though.
Makes us feel better.
Makes us feel good. Makes them feel good that we said this shit.
And to be honest with you, too, the prices are actually quite reasonable.
Prices are reasonable. Menu's reasonable. And as a matter of fact, I think there was a bunch of people at the office in the evening time ordered, and it had it delivered. It's delivery as well,
mm-hmm.
In a limited range.
Yes.
And it was delivered, and a lot of people were eating it up and loving it.
It's great. It's fresh daily.
It's great sushi. It's good stuff. Yeah. The sushi chefs are awesome. I don't think we can go on any more about the place without sounding like big-ass whores ourselves here.
But it was just that good. But, there we go. Mad props to all.
Mad props.
To all our sponsors.
Moving back. I wish they'd sponsor. Give me money.
Hey, man, you know what? It's a start, right?
Yeah, it's a big time start.
It's sponsorship intern.
There you go. Intern sponsors.
There you go. That's better. Yeah.
Real quick, a place calling itself the Hooters of Coffee is drawing major controversy in San Jose. There's a coffee place that bills itself, of course, the Hooters of Coffee, complete with scantily clad waitresses, a foosball machine, and a macho motif.
Macho coffee bar?
Macho motif.
No, what scares me is people are going to be wired on fucking double shot lattes and stuff playing foosball.
Oh, Jesus. Owner Tony Nunez believes the city officials are unfairly targeting his coffee shops called Sugars, blaming it for parking hassles in the family-oriented neighborhood and alleging that the mobster-themed cafe is a den of prostitution.
Oh, God.
So macho theme went to mobster theme here in this article, not to mention the place is called Sugars. Okay, I buy that because, you know, I drink coffee at a place called Jitters.
Yeah. I think it's a good name, too, because it's like kind of double innuendo ish.
It's very well done. Very
not
nice
quite,
double
not
innuendo.
Not blatant as Hooters, but no. I don't like the fact that, I think they're singling him out, man.
But since the cafe opened in February, city inspectors and police have ticketed Nunez and his business partners or his landlord for playing live music and sponsoring lingerie shows, and for failure to properly maintain the building's plumbing and patio. Michael Hannon, deputy director of the cone enforcement for San Jose, says officials are merely trying to get Sugars up to compliance. He denies any harassment.
Mm.
The cafe, a former record store decorated with posters from gangster movies, has perked up neighbors, including many who want it closed. Basically, as a quote here, it says, the desire of a neighborhood has always been to have a Starbucks. They've always wanted a Starbucks, said Ted Cunningham of the Roosevelt Park Neighborhood Association. I feel they snuck in.
Associations. Fuck
so
that.
Here's my question. This guy, this Ted...
Why can't they open that in Vegas?
And man? The motherfucker... Yeah, I know, really. The motherfucker's name is Ted. Okay, so Ted... Or
Ted.
Teddy.
Ted.
Teddy would like to have a Starbucks, to have his double latte espresso mochaccino decaf.
And, oh, God, please don't mention Starbucks.
And honestly, I'm done with Starbucks. I have found a place.
Yes,
I actually had a couple coffees
yes.
other places.
Between you and fucking Obi-John and a constantly agreeing argument, not an argument as in you're wrong, I'm right, but I'm going to fucking argue I agree with you more than you agree with me of you both think fucking Starbucks sucks.
Yeah, but you know what? I will admit Starbucks coffee sucks, but okay, I'm guilty. I like their frappuccinos.
Yeah. Oh, God, I got me addicted to that.
I am guilty of those. I got you addicted to those, too. They're
that's
good.
Crack.
And, hey, you got me addicted to Orange Julius. I think we're tied. I think we're pretty much evened up because I really dig Orange Julius.
You didn't have one of those in Iowa?
Never had an orange juice in Iowa.
Staple mall rat shit for orange whips.
It's great mall rat shit, but see, in Iowa, in our mall, first off, when I was a mall rat, the mall was really fucked up in the layout, okay? But they had places like, you know, these little Tom Thumb Donut places or the Chinese place. So, you know, we didn't even have a McDonald's. We had a Taco John's, which I've told you about immensely.
Is Taco John's in Oklahoma?
It might be, actually. It might be actually.
My mom was telling me something about that.
And I like it because they have these potato LAs. But we're way off track here. Back to news. It's official. I'm saying fuck you to Reebok now, and I made a decision about the other shoes. Reebok has signed the 3-year-old.
That's right.
Sportswear giant is signing up a child as young as 3 in a bid for, you know, product shit and capture the next generation of stars. Reebok has offered to pay the school and college fees of a 3-year-old, Mark Walker, an amazing basketball talent. Walker can score baskets from 10 meters. Now, I'm getting this from a British site, and you'll understand why I did that. He could score baskets from 10 meters out using a full-size basketball with adult-size hoops. So it's legitimate basketball. He is the most worrying example of a growing trend among sports companies such as Nike and Reebok. That's why I chose a British article.
Yeah.
Because of the fact they are kind of going, wait a minute. Freddie Adu, 14-year-old soccer player in the U.S., has signed a deal with Nike, thought to be worth $1 million. So we got a 14-year-old making $1 million. In case of Walker, who comes from Little Summit, Missouri, it just, you know, seems more sinister to sign on a 3-year-old. Dressed in Reebok sports gear and headband, a publicity firm shows him dropping balls into a full-size hoop several meters away. In remarkable sequence, he does it for 17 times in a row in all different angles. So this kid can really do this. You know, it's not like a stunt. It's not, you know, anything weird. It's more along the lines of this fucking kid... Not even four, just got his like life paid for it. And I'm glad they're putting it towards education. I'm glad they made that priority. But still. So Reebok's on the out. But I made a decision. Even though Converse is now currently owned by Nike, I'm still going to continue buying Chucks.
Okay.
So I'm pissed, but I guess I can't. I guess it's kind of weird because it's like I have to put my comfort of my feet ahead of my laurels.
It's really interesting, too, because, you know, those shoes are very, very standout-ish.
You should see what I'm getting next week.
No, I'm saying I can recognize you whenever you're in a stall in the bathroom.
Hey, wait till you see what I wear next week for shoes.
High heels.
Stop.
Don't be so gay.
I'm not being gay.
Yeah, you know what? I just saw it here mentioned in the...
You're the fudge-packing bugger. Not me.
Shut up.
Here, I'm just a Scooby Queen! Uncle Tom.
B-movie all-star.
Uncle Frank and Aunt Jack. Yeah. All right, next.
Let's cover this article, actually, and it's something that I mentioned in the chat room, and yes, you're right, absolutely have to mention this.
Substitute teacher faces sex charges.
No, but that's another issue.
God.
Number 12 so far this year.
And the it was an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Fucking cigarettes.
We're not even going to go there because I don't even want to talk about that shit. It pisses me off beyond high belief. And not to mention the fact that, you know, my wife, being a teacher, you know, she has to hear about this stuff happening to her district. And then, you know, add on top of the fact that she's a union rep. And so she has to deal with shit like this.
She's a union rep?
She's a senator for the school.
She's a senator for the school.
Anyhow,
I just bet that tickles her Star Wars little thing to death.
I'm on my dog. Videotape has been out there called Hunting for Bambi. It shows a bunch of men hunting for a woman, and they have full-on paintball regalia. She is naked.
Yeah.
Thought to be a complete spoof and pretty much not real at first. Turned out that it actually is... very, very real.
No, that's not what it says. Hunting for Bambi was a spoof. It was a spoof, but men dug it enough where they actually have started up a club that actually does.
Yes, and the guy is actually here in Vegas that's doing this. Here in Southern Nevada, he decided to take off on, and he charges up to $10,000 to stage these hunts of nude women. The women, mostly culled from the local entertainment industry. Are paid $2,500 if they do not get hit with a paintball, and $1,000 if they do get hit. He says about 20 such hunts have been sold so far. He won't say where they take place or when, but if you're invited, you know, if you're part of that group, you know. So it's a little bit of a black market thing. Now, my thing, the woman is running around completely...
Spankwagon Radio.
Well, I hate saying this, but if you're listening to us live right now, or
we're not
at least
really live,
archived right now.
We're archived. What ended up happening is, I know it was kind of an abrupt ending. We actually ended up having a server problem.
Big time.
It's very big time. But fear not, it's not only affecting Spankwagon. It appears to have affected quite a few other servers as well.
Lots of other servers. So for once, the Spank
building.
Curse isn't all just the Spankwagon. So I think what we're going to do is, we only have like 10 minutes to go, and I just want to go ahead and let's say our thank yous to everyone.
Yes, mad props to everyone.
Mad props, first off, to VFTP.net for providing the server space for the website.
Indeed.
Mad props to Mr. Mann for being the head coder for our Shoutcast server.
That is correct.
Mad props to Whitey for providing the message boards.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to say mad props to Club Balls. He showed up here before I even got here.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, I did.
And I want to say mad props to every one of you who actually did download the archive to listen to the alternative ending.
Mm-hmm.
So because you listened to the alternative ending, we're going to go ahead and finish up the one last news article that I wanted to touch on. I believe that was about the Bambi, hunting for Bambi.
Yeah, and we actually got into a debate that actually got cut off, and fortunately we haven't finished it, so this is going to be a fresh debate. We're not actually going to be repeating lines or rehashing or anything.
There you go. We only have a few minutes, so let's go ahead and...
You don't think it's right to hunt humans.
I absolutely think it's the most despicable thing you could do. Now,
why?
In the terms of bounty hunting and hunting down...
I'm not talking bounty hunting.
To actually find a sport where you shoot paintballs... Not in a contest of shooting other people shooting back, but where one person is left totally defenseless.
Yeah, it's not a team versus.
It's not
teams. It's game. It's game.
Hunting down one individual. I think that is wrong. I think that's morally corrupt. And that's not just on the religious aspects, but that's also my personal beliefs, which...
Why?
Moralities. Why? It's not fair to hunt a human being. Now, that's a thinking human being.
Yeah, so...
For the sport of it. You can't get anything off of the human. You can't get food. You can't get you can't get clothing. You can't get actual oils and shit like that. Now you can. Cannibalism, of course. Duh. But I'm talking about the fact that people go hunting for animals because it's a sport and you can get something out of it.
But the thing about it
food,
is...
Food, nature.
You
hunting people's wrong.
You fucking... Okay, if you go hunting fucking deer, you can eat venison meat, but not everybody eats it. So what you're saying is the fact that you can take a fucking elk, okay, you can take a buck, all
right? Right.
And you can take him to a taxidermist or some sort of a meat processing plant.
Right.
And they can use the meat for dog food or pack it for you, whatever. You're saying it's justified. Why couldn't you do that with a human?
Because of the fact that humans being a thinking, logic-orientated, and having that intelligence, and being
many
on that level...
animals are
logic-orientated. No, to being on the level that humans are. I'm sorry, have you seen a deer... develop
so you're saying
complicated math? No.
So you're saying because a deer is ignorant, it's okay.
Yes, in a way, because an animal's ignorant, it is perfectly acceptable. Because in my mind, I am not shooting a peer. In my mind, I am shooting an animal, which is in its place to be what? Food. Food chain. Okay? Just like the deer finds it perfectly acceptable to eat leaves on a tree. Mm-hmm. Sure, trees are alive, honest and technically.
Okay.
But the deer doesn't care because it's not on the peer on the peer level as a deer. Does that make any sense?
I understand.
Good.
I don't agree.
I know you don't agree.
I understand your logic. I understand your logic.
Okay.
I understand where you're coming from. I don't agree with it, but I totally don't understand it I understand why you believe that. But I'm just saying, for intelligence alone, I don't think that's right. You have people that are like, check this out. What if somebody has a lobotomy? Is it okay to hunt them then?
No.
Why?
Because
born retarded. Born retarded, stupid all their life.
See, now, what you're getting into, though, is you're getting the fact that, okay, you just took a person and demoralized them, dehumanized them, okay?
Well, yes,
I understand your point in doing that, because to prove your point. However, again, even though it's a retard, and they really are not thinking on the same level as you or me.
Yeah, and some of them
are
fucking dueling idiots.
They are still on that level. They are still considered a peer. They are still a human being. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about intelligence level. I'm talking about genus. I'm talking about categorization of animal and species.
So is it okay to hunt apes?
I think in some cases, yes, it is.
Like an orangutan. An orangutan is like the next step down from a human.
Yes. You know why?
Why?
It's because it's not on the same level. I mean, it's like saying, you know, it's okay to murder.
Well, see,
You're saying it's okay to murder if you're trying to do this. Now, we already know it's not okay to murder orangutans. We already know, then, therefore, it's not okay to hunt them.
Well, there's a difference.
But we can't murder. Man cannot take another man's life. And then I got to go biblical on this. You know, thou shalt not kill.
Okay.
And hunting an orangutan is a little different because you're not dealing with that same level.
What about capital punishment? You believe in
I'm not even going to go there. Capital punishment is an entirely different story.
Capital punishment.
Is a punishment. It is not hunting for sport.
What if you hunt a death row inmate?
Wrong.
It's wrong.
It is wrong.
But you're still taking an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're
taking
their life.
We don't know the circumstances now. If it's a killer hunting down an old lady, okay. Wait a minute. Okay, yeah, that's wrong. Maybe I could see your eye for an eye. I really could see it there. I mean, I honestly can. But I still think morally and ethically it is the worst thing to try to do to another human being.
The worst. So rape isn't as bad as trying to hunt somebody. Child molestation isn't as bad as trying to hunt somebody.
You can't qualify it in that manner. You really can't, because I'm sorry.
Taking a life and taking someone's mind is the same thing. What good is someone?
No, taking life ends all be all. Other things can heal. I'm not condoning. I am not condoning any of it. Okay? I think rape is wrong, which falls under my same belief as hunting is wrong, which falls under the same belief that child molestation is wrong. It's all wrong. Now, I say it's the worst of the worst because you're taking a life. You're taking a living being. You're ending, you're extinguishing, biblical, the flame. You're killing, okay, another human being. I killed you. Wrong.
Is it wrong for God to kill?
I cannot discuss that because I have a hard time believing in what God can and cannot do as opposed to what man does to himself. Now, that's all I got to say on that. I understand your point, and we're running out of time. So
not convenient.
Very convenient.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you. You've listened to the special director's cut edition of Spank Wagon Radio.
Yes, thank you very much. If you are a good listener, thank you very much. If you
if you're
are homeless,
this,
I'll pray I don't get a 20 out of 20. We're going to take trench hunting.
Hey, guys, you have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Thank you very much.
And have a good night.